October 21, Channels of Blessing. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Luke 12:37. Those who are truly converted are called to do a work which requires money and consecration. The obligations which bind us to place our names on the church roll hold us responsible to work to the utmost of our ability for God. He calls for undivided service, for the entire devotion of heart, soul, mind, and strength. Christ has brought us into church capacity that he may engage and engross all our capabilities in devoted service for the salvation of others. Anything short of this is opposition to the work. There are only two places in the universe where we can deposit our treasures, in God's storehouse or in Satan's. And all that is not devoted to God's service is counted on Satan's side and goes to strengthen his cause. The Lord designs that the means entrusted to us shall be used in building up his kingdom. His goods are committed to his stewards that they may be carefully traded upon and bring back a revenue to him in the saving of souls unto eternal life. And these souls in their turn will become stewards of truth to cooperate with a great firm in the interest of the kingdom of God. Wherever there is life in the subjects of God's kingdom, there will be increase and growth. There is a constant interchange, taking and giving out, receiving and returning to the Lord his own. God works with every true believer, and the light and blessing received is given out again in the work which the believer does. As he thus gives of that which he has received, his capacity for receiving is increased. As he imparts of the heavenly gifts, he makes room for fresh currents of grace and truth to flow into the soul from the living fountain. Greater light, increased knowledge, and blessing are his. In this work, which devolves upon every church member, is the life and growth of the church. He whose life consists in ever receiving and never giving soon loses the blessing. If truth does not flow forth from him to others, he loses his capacity to receive. We must impart the goods of heaven if we would have fresh blessings. If men will become channels through which God's blessing can flow to others, the Lord will keep the channels supplied. Manuscript 139, October 21, 1898, An Appeal for Missions.